Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy. SAVE is ticker there, SAVE. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me, Justin. Much appreciated.
Yeah, that's quite appropriate, I suppose, SAVE, because in your RNS today, you talk about customer benefits, including a 40% saving. And we'll talk about this this agreement you've got with Mulek Energy in a bit. Before we do, as always, Andrew, if someone's listening right now or not familiar with Savannah Energy, just explain the company, if you could, please.
Okay, so Savannah is a high-growth, high-margin, West African-focused energy company. We are active with two business units, one in Nigeria, one in Niger. In Nigeria, we supply over 10% of the gas which to the country's power infrastructure. And in Niger, we're part of a wider project which over time we anticipate could increase the country's GDP by over 50%. So both projects are really matter, and they're material for the countries in which we operate. In terms of, to give you an idea of the scale of our business, we have about $4.3 billion of contracted revenues, which span out for the next 17 years. The growth rate we delivered in revenues last year was 23% year on year. We more than doubled our cash balance, which reduced our leverage from 3.3 times to 2.2 times. The revenues have been delivered at a very high margin. So we're currently doing about an 80% EBITDA margin.
Wow.
So the base case business is moving ahead very strongly. And then we have another business unit in Niger where we've drilled five exploration wells. We've had five discoveries. We have a bank of over 140 further structures that we've identified to consider future drilling activity on. And a clear low-cost plan to start developing that crude into existing infrastructure. So we have a good cash flow generating engine in Nigeria. We expect to complement that with cash flow generation in Niger. And in both countries, we see very strong growth.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about the news today. Your subsidiary, AccuGas, has entered into a new gas sales agreement with Mulek Energy. Can you take us through this, Andrew, if you could?
Yeah, okay. So in the southeast of Nigeria, we have the only gas transportation and distribution network in that part of the country. So when it comes to people wanting gas or seeking gas, we have to be in the conversation unless someone wants to spend a very large amount of money replicating our infrastructure. And that replication cost is over $1 billion. So The economy of Nigeria, Nigeria is the continental champion. It's the largest, it has the largest GDP in Africa and also has a very high underlying population and GDP growth rate. So the demand for what we do is rising. and we have a strong infrastructure position to enable us to take advantage of that growing demand, in our opinion.
Yeah.
We currently sell gas to three customers, two power stations and a cement factory. And that's what gives us that very, very strong base load of cash flows, the $4.3 billion minimum we've got contracted for the next 17 years. And then we've signed a third power station contract, which we expect to become active over the course of the coming months. And then this morning, it's really exciting, we signed a deal, which is the first time we've done a deal. I think it's the first time that you've seen it in Nigeria done domestically, whereby we're going to sell our gas for CNG. The customer that we're working with is a company called Mulac Energy. Mulac has the Caterpillar franchise in Nigeria. What that means is they currently supply diesel-fired power generation to a variety of customers throughout Nigeria, amounting to over 400 megawatts. We have signed a deal initially to work with them to start to help them replace their diesel fire generation with CNG fire generation, which has the benefits for their customers of significantly reducing the cost of the power and significantly reducing the carbon footprint that they have. So the market size over time of what we've announced this morning is clearly very significant. And the pricing that we expect to get is extremely robust.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, it's just what we set out over the last couple of years is a series of milestones that we do. We would sign new gas sales agreements, et cetera, et cetera. This is one of the new gas sales agreements. I would be confident that we'll be able to announce more gas sales agreements as we move on throughout the year. But really, this is a very exciting one because of the caliber of the customer, because of the potential growth in the CNG market. We're very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. It's all going in the right direction by the sound of it, Andrew. So if people are listening right now or liking the sound of this, but not yet follow the story, just give them those three quick bullet reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please, Andrew.
So, like, I think the first issue would be the quality and the purpose of the businesses that we have. Both businesses are very high quality, and they're doing something which makes a real difference in the countries in which they operate. So that would be the first point. The second point is the high growth, high margin nature of what we're doing, and that we believe we're able to sustain that high growth, high margin as we push out into the future. And then the last point I would say is that you can look back and you can see what's been delivered, which should give you confidence around what we're trying to do into the future. So I'd say it's the quality, it's the profitability and growth that we've been able to achieve, and it's the track record.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots going on there, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
I definitely expect to be, Justin. Thank you so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.